Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
Great. Congratulations on the Cameron. I absolutely loved this show.
Aw.
Thank you so much. Glad.
It is so funny. It's so wonderful in terms of relationships and all that. And Kathleen, if I'm correct, this is based on a collection of 14th century short stories about the plague. I wonder how that Netflix pitch meeting went.
They said, we've been looking for how to put this on screen. Finally, someone put it together. Yes, well, so I had made a show with them before, and I was really lucky to make this show with Jenji Kohan, who has a wonderful, longstanding relationship with them. And so, the pitch didn't necessarily include much of the novellas. And honestly, the show doesn't really either. It's more of a jumping off point. So if your favorite book is the Decameron and that's why you're coming to the show, you might be slightly disappointed. But it's sort of the spirit of the book hopefully is coming through over the season because, yeah, Boccaccio wrote it. In the prologue, he talks about how he writes it for women sitting alone at home because men are out hunting and they don't have anything to do. Mm. And so it was sort of intended to be like kind of like a beach read. And I wouldn't call it a beach read.
No.
But it is, no, it's pretty dense. But it was a jumping off point to kind of the idea that a bunch of wealthy people think that their money will save them from death.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, wine-soaked sex romp is how I've heard it being described. So maybe that's a little bit more accurate.
Yeah.
I think Jessica called it Love Island in the 14th century.
Yeah, that's right.
That's such a great description.
If Love Island takes a really dark turn.
Really dark turn, yeah. One of the things, actually, which on paper would maybe make me think, Kathleen, that it would jolt me out of the piece, but it did the opposite, was letting everybody effectively keep their own accents. That was a stroke of genius.
Thank you. I've stole that from Amadeus, watching that and going, oh, this is an American accent. You don't know. When you think back on watching Amadeus, you think about what a sort of like spectacular experience it is, and you don't think about all of the little sort of disparate elements. It plays like a symphony.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Love it.
Oh, my God. I'm so smart. God, I'm so smart. Showing how smart I am. It was a little bit of a swing. We didn't necessarily know that was going to be successful, but we wanted to. It's kind of was also just because it would have been arbitrary to choose an accent. We were
of
trying
course.
To tell a universal story. So as much as it would have been fun if everyone had a Derry accent, it made more sense to sort of just, come as you are, because we obviously have folks of different races, and not everyone looks like an Italian from the 14th century, and that is intentional.
And I did come on set, and I said, well, can I talk like this? I wanted to be Southern the whole time. And Kathleen, it took about a week to kind of tell me to calm down.
Couple of those takes made it in, so we had to. That's actually me dubbing him over.
Yeah.
Well, what I'd love is, you know, those choices you have on Netflix where you can choose the different languages. I would just love a Tony Hale voices all the characters option. That would be amazing.
Why that didn't happen.
Tony, how tough a decision was it to go and live in Italy for months on end? I mean, oh my goodness.
It was, I had never been to Rome. And I did way too many YouTube dives on history. I went to the Forum five times. I went to the Colosseum twice. Mm-hmm. I just could not get enough of it. Here's what I was thankful for, is because most of us were away from families and kind of our normal. And so to have a community that we really got along, that was a huge gift, because that's not always the case.
Yeah.
And I remember going and being like, can I just have one person that I connect with, and thankfully all of us connected, so that was a real gift.
And so you did deep dive, so does that mean you were one of those men who's obsessed with ancient Rome? Did that become a thing?
Man, I just podcast.
Toxic.
I did like walking tours. I did it all. I would like stare at a stone, and I'd be like, this was here 2,000 years, and then there's like a McDonald's on the
corner. Yeah. Yeah, welcome to Europe. And Tony, I'm a huge Arrested Development fan, so meeting Buster is a huge honor. But do super fans like me ever get too carried away and actually, you know, reference something that happened in an episode that you're like, dude, I just acted in that for one day. I don't even remember that. And
I actually prefer it because I don't remember a lot from it. And so someone will come up to me like, remember when Buster did this? And I'm like, that's hilarious. Tell me more. And there's one joke where, do you remember that joke? Obviously a seal laid off my hand. And
yes.
I'm in the hospital and the doctor comes out, you know, I think he's going to be, he says he's going to be all right, but he lost his left hand. And I was telling the story and I was like, he said he's going to be okay, but he lost his left hand. And it was a fan that said, no. He said he's going to be all right because he only has a right hand. And I didn't catch that joke till about 15 years after shooting the show.
Amazing.
So that's pathetic. So actually, this show, DeCameron, I'm not going to get jokes until maybe 20 years from now.
Probably true. Kathleen, is it true that you used to be an Irish dancer? Is there an Irish heritage in your life? I mean, Kathleen, there has to be.
I think I'm 100% Irish.
Yes.
I did competitive Irish dancing for many years.
It's amazing.
I qualified. I went to nationals, but I didn't qualify for worlds, so I never made it over.
Wow,
that trauma.
But yeah, exactly. But I did well at Oroctus, like the southern region of Oroctus, and yeah, I've been to many Fashana.
Gorgeous.
Still got
that's
the wig,
amazing.
Still got it all.
Yeah,
my favorite
amazing.
Thing about Irish dancing is how has all the teachers stick us in tanning beds. Yeah. Girl, now you got to get more tan. Why? You guys are the palest people in the world. But that's my favorite. Yeah, I have really fond memories of being 12 and spraying my legs down with fake tan. You wear wigs. Well, the fashion changes. So right now it's very like swirled up on the top. But when I was dancing, it was like pin curls all over the head behind the headband. And so you slick it back. It's like beauty pageant stuff.
Oh, wow.
It was really
We're
fabulous.
Such an ancient culture, the Irish. You know, it's all about fake tan and wigs, Leslie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just have to glue your socks up, do all the stuff that you need to do. I still have, like, broken bones in my feet from stress fractures from all my treble jigs.
Brilliant. My 9-year-old twin girls are doing Irish dancing right now, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, listen. My gosh.
Congratulations on the Cameron. It is a triumph. I honestly enjoyed it so, so much. One of the best series I've seen in a long time. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.